Several National Hockey League teams face severe financial problems. Some already are in bankruptcy. Others report huge losses, and they're selling their best players to wealthier teams. Commentator Frank DeFord says that in order to stop being a money-losing game, professional hockey should try to make itself look more attractive, and not just on television.
Invariably, one sport becomes everybody's whipping boy. Usually that's baseball. Now, though, it's hockey. The National Hockey League is attracting so much criticism these days, you would think it was France. The game is put down as too defensive, all hooking and holding, and not enough scoring. Its economy is a mess. Either the players are overpaid or the owners are idiots, or both. Two teams are bankrupt, ticket prices are too high, but on the other hand, too few eyeballs choose free hockey on TV. And over all this looms labor negotiations, which could shut down the season that begins in October of 2004. If that sounds far off, labor and management are already full of ire, distrust, and invective for one another. Oh yes, and then there's the Canadian dollar. The easy part should be improving the game. The league has made rules in the past few years to help the offense, but for some reason the referees won't enforce them. I'm sorry, I don't understand that. Beyond that, it's obvious that the goalies are larger and more agile, and they're also padded. They look like the Michelin Man. It's a wonder the puck ever makes it between the pipes. Until the NHL takes care of its product, it's hard to feel sorry for the league. For its financial difficulties, however, one must be more sympathetic. Poor hockey. It really isn't fair. Who would have ever thought that such a wonderful spectator game would be such a disaster on television? But so it is. The speed is somehow lost on the screen. The fighting looks slapstick. And the puck. The puck is too small and too elusive to follow, especially on those rare occasions now when it actually does get into the net. The only other vigorous 20th century institution that televised so poorly was Lyndon Johnson. So while other sports thrive on TV and dine out on TV money, hockey lives beyond its means. We have a situation where each NHL team makes $5.7 million from national TV revenue and pays its players an average of $1.6 million, while each NFL team makes $77 million in national TV revenue and pays its players an average of $1.1 million. That is, an NHL team makes barely 1/15 what an NFL team does from national television, but pays its players half again as much. This is not a recipe for economic success. Ice guys finish last. As the only major team sport without a salary cap or a luxury tax on high payrolls, the NHL is still living in a dot-com economy. And saddest yet, the place that really cares most about hockey is the place that can least afford it. That's Canada, where players must be paid U.S. value with a domestic income based on 65 cents to our dollar. Ottawa is one of the bankrupt teams. Calgary and Edmonton might have to move south of the border. Well, if any U.S. buyers could actually be found. People in hockey, though, are already musing that high-definition TV will make the difference. Oh, please, don't kid yourself. For hockey to thrive again, it simply must learn to forget the siren call of television and to operate like a theme park, all live and raw and noisy.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.